So here's the story of how I came to hate buttermilk pancakes. Now, I was maybe, 9, 10 years old, right? And I played soccer for the first time when I had, one of my good friends on the team. And we were actually winning that year. So it was good for us. Besides, I guess, this game. So, I'm at my friend's house, and we get fed breakfast before the game. We're already dressed. We just need to eat breakfast to go. So, she feeds us buttermilk pancakes. We eat, wash the dishes and stuff, get in the car and leave, right? We get to the field, and we're warming up. And at this time, I can already feel, I'm feeling a little off. I don't know what it is. Maybe my stomach, my head, I don't know. But I'm already feeling kind of off, but no, I think nothing of it, and I just move on. So, fast forward maybe 20 to 30 minutes into the game, right? And currently I'm playing keeper. And for you guys that don't know, or goalkeeper. And for you guys that don't know what it is, it's like a guy that has to stand and guard the goal, right? Goalkeeper. And he wears gloves, and usually you'll see him in either long sleeves and maybe long sweatpants. And he has to make sure no shots go in. He's the only player on the field that is allowed to use his hands as well. So I'm playing. It's maybe 20 to 30 minutes into the game. And this one kid on the other team dribbles through the whole defense, through the mid, everybody. So it's just me and him now. He gets into my box. I'm rushing him. I'm running. He's running at me. He's running as fast as I can. And finally, I slide into his legs and I grab the ball like any normal goalie would. And so here's the problem, right? He has to make a decision whether he wants to just trip and eat it or try to jump over me. He picked the latter and just tried to jump over me. Did not work out very well, right? He jumps over me, kicks me in the head. And it kind of all went down here for the here, right? So, I'm laying there. I don't feel it at first until just this huge wave of just pain hits me. Like, I can feel it in my body. It hurts, right? And I'm laying there holding my head, trying not to cry. Because, at the time, I wanted to be a big kid. And my coach walks over. He checks up on me. He says I'm fine because, I got to act tough in front of everybody. But, oh my God, I just made myself look like more like a fool. Because I go back into the field, right? Going from the goal, and this team is just wiping the floor with us. They're scoring. I can barely keep myself up without having to bend down and put my hands on my knees. And finally, the game's over. It's like 7-3, right? Oh my goodness. It was terrible for me. It was terrible just because I wanted to be the tough guy and keep playing. So, finally, one of the parents carries me to the car. You go home, and I'm, laying in the bath, right? Because I already don't feel good. My head hurts. Don't know why I didn't decide to go to the ER or anything. But we go, and finally I get out, and I kind of go to the sink because I'm kind of feeling nauseous. And finally, there it is. I throw up. Buttermilk pancakes. The only thing I had that entire day. It's probably, 3 already. The only thing I had that whole day was buttermilk pancakes. Those disgusting buttermilk pancakes. And now, to this day, when I look back on it, it's probably the concussion I got that was prescribed to me by the doctor when we later went to go see one. But I don't know, that it always stuck with me that, that's the food that made me feel nauseous. So, I don't know. Buttermilk pancakes, man. They're wild. So, moral of the story? Don't eat foods you like and play a sport. Go to a game. Yeah.